الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue our readings in the treatise القواعد الأربع. القواعد الأربع, the four principles, the four principles by the great Imam المجدد محمد ابن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. He died in the year 1206 رحمة الله عليه. The four fundamental principles with regards to the clarification of the difference between the deen of التوحيد and the deen of الشرك, the deen of Prophet Muhammad and the deen of the mushrikeen. The author, he began with the basmala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم أن يتولاك في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت. The author, he began with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. And then he said, رحمه الله تعالى, I ask Allah, the most noble and generous, the Lord of the great throne, to protect you in this life and in the hereafter, and to make you from those who are blessed, wherever they may be. To make you from those who are blessed, wherever they may be. وَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ مِمَّنْ إِذَا وَطِيَ شَكَرَ وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرَ وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَ فَإِنَّ هَذِهِ ثَلَاثُ عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَةِ. He said, and likewise I ask Allah to make you from those that when they are given, they show thanks. And whenever they are tried with a trial or a test or a calamity, they are patient. And whenever they sin, they seek forgiveness and repentance. For verity, these three affairs, they are the embodiment of happiness. Then he said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, I'lam, arshadaka Allahu li ta'atihi. Know, may Allah guide you to His obedience. Anna al-hanifiyata millata Ibrahim, an ta'budallaha wahdahu mukhlisan lahu ad-din. Wa bidhalika amara Allahu jami'an nas wa khalaqahum laha. Kama qala ta'ala, wa ma khalaqtu al-jinna wal-insa illa liya'budun. He said, no, may Allah guide you to His obedience, that the al-hanifiyya, the religion of Ibrahim, it is to worship Allah alone, making the deen sincerely for Him. And this is what Allah has commanded all of mankind with, and He has created them for this purpose. Just as Allah has said, the Most High, and I did not create the jinn and the mankind except to worship Me alone. Except to worship Me alone. The author, he began clarifying the reality of at-tawheed, even himself likewise showing the example for the believer that he calls on Allah alone. And the way to seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal is by calling on Him alone with sincerity. And likewise by seeking nearness to Him by mentioning and praising Him, by mentioning His great and beautiful and lofty names and attributes, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then calling on Him and invoking Him alone, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of those great texts. The author he has written. It's very small in its size, but it's very great and beneficial. Very, very great and with lots of benefit. These types of texts here is highly encouraged for a believer to memorize them. To memorize them word for word, particularly somebody who's going to be a student of knowledge, or he is seeking to learn the deen in detail, he would begin with the likes of these texts and memorize them word for word. Memorize them word for word. The youth should strive to memorize them, rather to compete with each other to memorize these. Maybe, for example, 1 week work on memorizing the introduction. The next week, the first principle. The next week, the second principle, so on and so forth, whatever is easy. Even if it's hard to memorize it in Arabic, try to memorize the meaning in English. Try to memorize the meaning in English. At least the principles. At least the principles, and know them. Know them in detail. Be aware of them. So this method here is a method that a believer, he will memorize it. He will memorize it from the very beginning to the end. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As'alullah al-Kareem, Rabbil Arshil Azim, and yatawallaka fid dunya wal akhirah. And to the end of it, he would try to memorize it. He would learn it. And likewise, those students who are learning the Arabic language, they can benefit from the likes of these small texts, benefit from learning vocabulary words and sentence structure. Likewise, learning text and memorizing the text is a very beneficial way. Memorizing the ayat of the Quran and memorizing a hadith, likewise, very beneficial way to gain a vocabulary and an understanding in the Arabic language. To memorize the text, to memorize the mutun, and the likes like this. So this is one of those texts that a believer, he will memorize. And a parent would encourage their child to memorize it, taking advantage of their strong memory and their young age and their free time to help them memorize the likes of these texts. So the author, he began with making a tawassul, seeking nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla by mentioning His beautiful names. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. يتوصل إلى الله تعالى ويدعوه بأسمائه الحسنى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فدعوه بها. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned that all the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call on Him by way of them. The author, he's mentioning here the example. أسأل الله الكريم. He's asking Allah, the one who is generous, the one who gives. So he's asking Him and calling Him by this name that indicates generosity and giving and responding. Rabbil Arshil Azim, the one who is the Lord of the Great Throne. He has the dominion in His hand. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is able to do all things. And then he said, Niyatawallaka, making dua for the student, making dua for the reader, making dua for the listener. And Niyatawallaka fi dunya wal akhirah. This is where we had stopped in our previous class in the statement of the author. He mentioned an yatawallaka, tawalla, at-tawalli. It has the meaning here of al-wilaya. Al-wilaya means love and qurba. An yatawallaka, that Allah will love you and He will help you and He will aid you and He will support you. That's the meaning. And يَتَوَلَّاكِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, that He will be to make you from those that Allah, He is His wali, and He is His mawla. From the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, al-wali, He is the one who takes charge of the affairs of the entire dunya. He is the one who the dominion is in His hands. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wali. Al-wali, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-mawla. Wal-mawla, the true Lord, King and Master. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's asking for Allah Azza wa Jal to protect this person and to be his wali. Allah Azza wa Jal, he has mentioned about this name, or he has mentioned himself by this name in his book in more than one place. For example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Yukhrijuhum min al-dhurumati ila al-nur. That Allah, He is the wali of those who believe. He is their supporter and their helper. He is the one who disposes of their affairs, guiding them and aiding them and supporting them. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. He is the wali of those who believe, of the believers. What does he do with those who have this wilayah from Allah Azza wa Jal, specific for the believers? يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that He brings them out of the darkness into the light. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. Al-dhulumat, this word is plural. Al-dhulumat, darknesses, mean from the darknesses. There's the dhulumat of shirk and the dhulumat of kufr and disbelief and the dhulumat, the darknesses. It's not one misguided way, but there are many. Innovation, there are many. And sins and transgression, there are many. Their ways are many. Dhulumat, but Allah Azza wa Jal, al-wali, yukhriju awliya'ahu subhanahu wa ta'ala min al-dhulumat ila al-nur. When nur is singular, because the haqq is one, from the darknesses of disbelief and the darknesses of sin and transgression to the light of the truth. This is from those attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, al-wali. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, his beautiful names, al-wali. And likewise, from His beautiful names, from the same attribute, al-mawla. Allah, He mentioned about this, wa'tasimu billahi huwa mawlakum. And hold fast to Allah. وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِهِ اَعْتَمِدُوا عَلَيْهِ. Rely on Him. وَتَوَكَّلُوا عَلَيْهِ سُبْحَانُ وَتَعَالَى. To rely and to trust Him. To put all of one's trust and hope in Him and reliance upon Him and taking the means. وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. He is your Mawla. He is your Master and He is your Lord. He is the one who is disposing of your affairs. He is the one who aids you and supports you and grants you victory and success in this life and in the hereafter. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّسِيرُ. And such a great Mawla is He, and a great aid and helper, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the one that Allah Azza wa Jal has taken an allegiance with, and He has taken them as His awliya, and those who Allah Azza wa Jal has taken charge of their affairs, and He specifically, because Allah, He likewise, He's the wali of all things in this dunya, and He is the Mawla even of the disbelievers in a general sense. ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ أَلَّا لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. Allah, He mentioned here, general, that He's the Mawla even of the disbelievers, and they will all be returned back to Him, and He is the one disposing of all of the affairs with His rububiyyah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in general. But He's the wali specifically of the believers, the wali, and He is aiding them and taking care of their affairs by guiding them and aiding them and supporting them and helping them. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. And this special wilaya, this is what is being negated in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. That is because Allah, He is the Mawla, He is the master and the supporter and helper of those who believe, and those disbelievers, they have no supporter or aid, they have no helper. And He specifically in this sense, meaning His aid and victory in this life. Allah, He aids the believers to believe in Him, and He supports them against their enemies, and He guides their hearts to that which is correct in creed, and He guides their tongues to that which is best in speech, and He guides them to perform those good manners and to act in the best way, worshipping Him in a manner that is pleasing. This is from Allah Azza wa Jal. He has taken these believers as His awliya, as His awliya, those who are near to Him and those whom He loves. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muttaqeen, wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsineen. And Allah, He loves those righteous and pious people who obey Him, and He loves those who do good. Wallahu yuhibbu al-mu'mineen, and Allah, He loves the believers. And He loves the believers. So this is the wilaya specific for those who have faith, for those who have faith. The Imam, he's making dua here. This is what he's making tawassul. He's calling on Allah by His names, mentioning His lordship and mentioning His power and authority over the dominion, over His greatest creation, the Rabb of the Arsh al-Azim, that he would take charge of your affair, that He would be your wali, that He would be your mawla in this life and in the hereafter, meaning that He would give you success to do all of the good in this life, to believe and to do the righteous deeds, and likewise to enter the paradise in the hereafter. This is also a supplication the Prophet ﷺ, he would make for himself. In the Qunut al-Witr, the Prophet ﷺ, he used to say in that prayer, in that supplication, وَتَوَلَّنِي فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتِ. وَتَوَلَّنِي, this is from the same verb, and to be my wali, and to be my mawla, and to take care of my affairs, and to aid me and support me, to aid me and support me, and give me victory in this life and the hereafter. Be my wali. وَتَوَلَّنِي فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتِ. This is from that dua in the Qunut that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would ask for. Here the author, he's asking that for the reader, the one who reads his treatise. This man, he sat down thinking of the issues of the believers, thinking about the situation of the Muslims, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he began to write this treatise like this, thinking about how in need the believers are to understand the asul of the deen, and how some or many of the Muslims have been led astray because of ignorance. And then he sits down like this, in this manner, and this is how he begins, rahimahullah ta'ala, as'alullah al-kareem, رب العرش العظيم أن يتولاك أنت أيها القارئ وأيها الطالب. To protect you listener or you reader or you student, like this in this life and in the hereafter, in this life and in the hereafter. The wali, Allah Azza wa Jal, if He is a person's wali, and if He's the wali for them, then they enter the paradise. لهم دار السلام عند ربهم هو وليهم. هُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. He is their wali. They have what? Dar as-salam. They will have the abode of peace, and Jannah. paradise and safety and security. Huwa waliyuhum. He is their wali. He is the one who took charge of their affairs, guiding their hearts, granting them tawfiq and success, granting them tasdeed fi aqwalihim wa amalihim, and granting them the ability to do good. This is the wali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning here. And he, again, it's very important to understand, he's going to clarify shirk in the deen of the mushrikeen. So he's beginning in this way, mentioning these beautiful names of Allah azza wa jal, and these beautiful meanings and supplication that Allah, He is the one who protects, and that Allah, He is the one who gives aid, and that Allah, He is the one who enters people into paradise, that Allah, He is the one who can help an individual in times of distress, and He is the one who can bring good for a person, and He is the one only who can protect from harm. And calling on Allah and making tawassul and seeking nearness by mentioning His names first and then supplicating to Him alone. Because from those ways of the mushrikeen and the polytheists is that they seek nearness to Allah by way of mentioning the names of their idols. And they draw near to Allah by mentioning the names of their idols, or slaughtering for their idols, or supplicating to their idols, claiming that they are intercessors for them. وَمَا نَعْبُدُوهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ الزُّلْفَةِ. The author, he's going to mention the proofs for this. So here he's showing the believer the correct creed and the belief, and applying that even in the beginning of this introduction. Even in the beginning in this introduction. And then he said, رَحِيمَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَنْ يَجَعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ. Allahu Akbar. This is a great supplication. And وَأَنْ يَجَعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, it's mentioned in his book about one of his prophets that he was like this. One of his prophets mentioned that Allah made him مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كَان. Which prophet was that? Isa alayhi salam. Naam. What was the statement? وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّ. That he said that Allah made him Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam. He made him blessed wherever he so may be. Likewise, from that corrupt creed of the Christians, they have taken Isa as an intercessor and a mediator between them and Allah Azza wa Jal, calling on him besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they say in Jesus' name they pray. They pray to God. They claim God. Allah. They pray to the Creator. But they say in Jesus' name they pray. In the name of Isa they pray. يعني يتوصلون إليه سبحانه وتعالى بشفاعة هذا النبي. By seeking nearness from the intercession of this prophet. This is their deen likewise. Their deen is not far from the deen of the mushrikeen. It's taking intercessors along to draw near to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the way of the Christians. And they have done that with one of the prophets. The way of the mushrikun, they are doing that likewise with angels and with jinn. And they are doing that with idols and with stones and with trees and the likes. With aliha, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, names that they have named. But the correct way is to understand that Allah, He is the one that makes people blessed. And even Isa, those whom those Christians, they worship and take him as a God along with Allah and an intercessor with Allah, it was Allah that made him blessed. It was Allah that made him blessed. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. وَجَعَلَنِي اللَّهُ. Allah, He made me blessed. He is not blessed himself. He was not blessed himself, alayhi salatu wassalam. Even whenever he was born, and the people were tried, and his mother was tried, and she pointed to him, and they said to him, "How can we speak to someone in the cradle?" كيف نكلم من كان في المهدي صبيا. He didn't say, "My mother is free." He was given the ability to speak from Allah Azza wa Jalla. He didn't, alayhi salatu wassalam, Isa, say, "My mother is free of this. My mother did not commit zina. My mother did not do this." What did he say? The first thing he said, he refuted them in their creed. The first thing he said when he came into this world, by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the great prophet Isa, what did he say? Inni abdullahi atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya. Verily, I'm the slave of Allah. Verily, I'm the slave of Allah. I'm not Allah. I'm not the son of Allah. Verily, I'm the slave of Allah. This is what he said. Allah, whenever he came from the woman, he was born, and she brought them. She brought him, and they seen, and her people seen her with this child. Where did this child come from? We know that your mother was not a filthy woman like this, and neither was your father. They're not like this. The people were amazed. How could she have a child? And she pointed to him. Ask him. And they said, how can we ask a child in the cradle? How are we going to ask him? And then he spoke by the permission of Allah. He didn't free his mother from that claim. Rather, he freed Allah Azza wa Jal from that claim. Huh? Inni abdullahi atani al-kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya. Allahu Akbar. Wa ja'alani mubarakan ayna ma kuntu wa awsani bis salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is the tawheed that he's indicating here. He's refuting. He's clarifying and he's refuting by way of this tawheed, the shirk of these people. The shirk of the mushrikeen and those who worship. Some of them they worship idols, and before that, some of them they worship angels, others they worship prophets, and some of them they worship stones, and some of them worship trees, some of them worship the righteous. All of this is falsehood, and all of this is the ways of the mushrikeen, and all of them they have similar ways, drawing near to Allah Azza wa Jalla, associating ibadah with Allah Azza wa Jalla, associating acts of worship along with Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is not permissible. The correct way is like this, that Allah, He is the one who puts blessing. He is the one who gives blessing. He is the one who gives blessing. That's why he said, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا بِالْفَتْحِ أَرَّى مُبَارَكًا. He didn't say مُبَارِكًا. مُبَارِكًا. What's the difference between al-mubarik wal-mubarak? For the Arabic students. Al-mubarak. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا. Well, there's a difference between this. We just go between saying ra and ri. If we say ra mubarak, it has a meaning. This is what Allah made Isa, mubarakan. But if we say mubarik, this is a whole other meaning. This is a whole other meaning. He didn't make Isa mubarakan. Allah huwa al-mubarak. Naam, wal-mubarak, Isa, alayhi salatu wassalam. Al-mubarak, with a kasra, this is the one who gives blessing. He is the bestower of blessing. He is the one who gives blessing. Ism fa'il, mufa'il, mufa'il. He is the one who bestows the blessing. But the mubarak, mufa'al, this is the ism maf'ul. This is the one who the blessing was bestowed upon. So Isa, he doesn't give blessing. Prophet Muhammad, he doesn't give blessing himself. He is blessed. And there's blessing by following them and by following their ways and the guidance that they came with. But the one who provides the blessing is Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Is Allah Azza wa Jal alone. So if a person wants to seek blessing, where does he seek it from? The Mubarak or the Mubarak? Huh? From the Mubarak, the one who gives the blessing. He seeks the blessing from the one who has the dominion and kingdom in his hands. The one who has the ability to give blessing. Rather, the prophets, they themselves received blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. They received blessing. They are blessed by the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and by His mercy. So this is the proper creed. And why? And يَجْعَلَكَ أَنْتَ مُبَارَكًا. And to make you blessed wherever you may be. Al-baraka. What does that mean? From the youth. Al-baraka. In English. Baraka. Somebody help him. He's shy. They know they're shy. Don't be shy in seeking knowledge, huh? Al-baraka. Blessing. Blessing. That's the meaning of blessing. Okay, what's blessing mean? What's blessing mean? To have more. Ahsant. Uh-huh. To have more what? Kathratul khayr. Al-barakatu. The ulama, they say kathratul khayr. Wadawamuhu. It has two meanings. Behind the idea of baraka, blessing, something that is blessed. If Allah puts blessing in someone, in their speech, in their actions, in their family, in their wealth, in their life, and the likes like this, baraka, it means kathratul khayr. Kathratul khayr wa dawamuhu. And to have an abundance of good continuously. And that the good continues. To have lots of good. To have lots of good, an abundance of good continuously. Continuously. That it doesn't stop, it continues. This is, he's asking here to make you blessed. To have lots of good. Al-baraka. تَكُونُ فِي الدِّينِ وَتَكُونُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Barakah, blessing, could be in someone's deen, also could be in the dunya. To have the blessing of the deen, the blessing of at-tawheed, and the blessing of knowing the sunnah of the Prophet and applying that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessing of al-da'wah al-salafiyyah, al-da'wah al-mubarakah, al-mubarakah, ليس المباركه, al-mubarakah, it's the blessed, Allah blessed that da'wah. Now, this is the meaning of barakah, if he makes him blessed, wherever he may be. And yaj'alaka mubarakan aynama kunta. Subhanallah, if we look at the methodology again of the author, we'll find that he's upon that way of hadhihi ad-da'wa al-mubaraka, following the way of the as-salaf as-salih. There's another great scholar who preceded him by over 700 years. 700 years. A great scholar, and it's clear from his works here, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, that he benefited tremendously from the works of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, particularly, and also Ibn Qayyim, and other than them, rahimahum Allah ta'ala, from the ulama of the Salaf. But Ibn Qayyim, he has a book, it's called Risalatun li Ahad Ikhwani. That's what is the title of it. It's a message or a letter to one of my brothers. Ibn Qayyim, he wanted to advise one of his brothers and for the sake of Allah and remind him. So he wrote him a letter. In the beginning of this letter, he made dua for him. And he said, "Wa as'alullah," in the meaning, he said, "to an yaj'alaka mubarakan ayna ma kunta." He asked him to make him, he made the same dua, Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala. But if a person were to say, "Now, okay, this is a beautiful supplication. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean for a person to be blessed wherever he may be?" He's making dua. We say, "Ameen. May Allah make us blessed wherever we may be." What does that mean? How could we find out if somebody, what is the attributes of someone who is blessed? Mubarak, ayna makan. There's attributes of that person. Signs. There's always attributes to indicate, you know, the good. And attributes that indicate the evil likewise. So what are the attributes of the person who is... Allah answered this supplication for him. He's blessed wherever he may be. Ibn Qayyim, after he made dua for his brother, and this treatise he mentioned after that, and he clarified the meaning of that. And he said, and he made dua for him first, and then he clarified, what does that mean? And he said, that you will know if you are from those who are blessed wherever they may be. He said, فَإِنَّ بَرَكَةَ الرَّجُلِ تَعْلِيمُهُ لِلْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ حَلْ وَنُسْحُهُ لِكُلِّ مَنْ اجْتَمَعَ بِهِ. He said that the blessing of a man, and we can also say a woman too, an individual, but here he mentions a man. The blessing of a man is that he teaches good wherever he goes. حَيْثُ حَلْ. Wherever he goes, he brings good. He brings good to the people. Whenever he goes, he brings good to them. He doesn't bring harm to them. He doesn't bring chaos to them or confusion to them. On the contrary, he brings peace and tranquility to them. He brings happiness to them. He brings light to them. He brings knowledge to them and guidance to them. He reminds them. And the likes like this. And he said, وَنُسْحُهُ لِكُلِّ مَنْ اجْتَمَعَ بِهِ. And that he advises everyone that sits with him. That he advises everyone that sits with him. And he advising them, meaning he's sincere with them. His companionship with them is not for something they have or some to obtain some benefit from them, but rather he has a sincere relationship with them. He doesn't want anything from them. His companionship with them is for the sake of Allah. And he is gathering with them and he is sitting with them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he's giving them sincere advice according to what is pleasing to Allah. He's speaking to them in a manner that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ إِخْبَارٍ عَنِ الْمَسِيحِ. He said, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And he said, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He said that, and he made me blessed wherever I may be. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned, أَيْ مُعَلِّمًا لِلْخَيْرِ. What does that mean to be blessed wherever you may be? And he a teacher of goodness. A teacher of goodness. And we shouldn't misunderstand this. And some people may think that you have to be, this means that the person who was blessed wherever he may be, he's a great scholar. He's a great scholar. No doubt that they have the greatest portion of this, and a blessing that they have, and the highest attribute of that, and that the scholars of on the correct way, the scholars of the Sunnah, ar-rasikhun, mubarakuna. No doubt about that they are blessed. that they are blessed with the knowledge and the action. But also any Muslim who knows Tawheed, any Muslim who knows the Sunnah of the Prophet, and he is upon clear knowledge, he has a share of that blessing. And maybe he will come into contact in his day or in his night with some people that don't have that blessing. They don't have that blessing. So he should share that with them and he should advise them in the same way. And يَكُونَ بِذَلِكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كَانَ. Some people, they don't know how to pray properly. Some people, they don't know how to stand in line properly. Some people don't know how to make ruku' properly. Some brothers, some sisters, some don't know the deen properly. Maybe one of us is not a great scholar or never even sought knowledge at the feet of the ulama. But they have benefited in their life and they know how to pray as the Prophet prayed. So then let them help their brother and advise them in a beautiful manner with a good speech and a good reminder. And the likes like this. In this manner, a person, he will be blessed wherever he may be. He can be blessed wherever he may be, reminding the people. He sees somebody being forgetful or heedless and he's drinking with his left hand. What does he do? He knows the sunnah of the Prophet to drink with the right hand. So he reminds him. This is an example of that. يكون معلما للخير. He teaches the people. أو مذكرًا. You're reminding the people. Even maybe they know that, but he forgot. Or he was being heedless at that moment, so he will remind him. This is from the blessing of a person, from the barakah of an individual, that he will command the good in a good way. And he will prohibit the evil, likewise in a good way, upon knowledge and insight, according to his level. If a person, he knows that he has correct knowledge, and he sees somebody in need of that, he reminds them. He reminds them, or he teaches them. And if he sees somebody falling into a prohibition or about to do something that is harmful for them, likewise he will warn them. He will warn them, hoping good for them. This is from the barakah of an individual. From the barakah and the blessing of an individual. He said, أي معلما للخير داعيا إلى الله مذكرا به مرغبا في طاعته. He said that this person who is blessed wherever he may be, he's the one who is teaching the goodness. And he is calling to Allah. He's calling to Allah. And he is reminding the people about Allah. And he is encouraging the people to obey him. He is encouraging to the people to obey him. This can even be from the youth, between the youth, reminding one another. Sometimes we see the youth playing and they need to likewise remind one another. Remind one another that what time is the time? This is on the ball court, it's time for playing, but in the masjid, in the class, it's not time for playing. So you remind one another like this. Or if they see one of the youth, for example, amongst each other, doing something that's not permissible, and the elder one is there, he shouldn't just go along with them. Rather, he should remind his young brother for the sake of Allah. If they're playing basketball and maybe one of them says something wrong or does something wrong, the one who sees that, he should remind them. Yeah, akhi, Allah, he doesn't like that speech. Like this. And likewise, that young man, he could be blessed wherever he could be. He could be blessed wherever he may be. Likewise, for the sisters in the same manner. So this is the case, that they teach the people the good. They remind the people about the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They remind the people about the promise of the paradise. And they remind the people about the threat of the hereafter, encouraging them to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَهَذَا مِن بَرَكَةِ الرَّجُلِ. So this is what the author, he's making dua for. He's making dua for us to be like this. When يَجْعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ. Ibn Qayyim, he's mentioning some very important benefits with regards to this clarification of being blessed wherever you may be. He said, فَهَذَا مِن بَرَكَةِ الرَّجُلِ. He said, وَمَنْ خَلَى مِنْ هَذَا فَقَدْ خَلَى مِنَ الْبَرَكَةِ. We pay attention to this. Whoever does not have this, whoever is not teaching the people good, whoever is not inviting to Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever is not encouraging others to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever is not reminding one another about Allah Azza wa Jal, then this person, he's void of barakah. He's void of barakah. He's void of barakah himself. He doesn't remind the people. He sees the people upon falsehood, he leave him. He sees the people doing something haram, he says nothing. He doesn't encourage them, he doesn't remind them, he doesn't... This person, whenever they meet with him, he talks all only about dunya. Nothing else. No reminder about the name of Allah, no mention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whatsoever, ever. Yani his entire life is involved in the dunya. This one, he says here that this person, he's khala, qad khala min al-barakah. He doesn't have any blessing. And a person, he takes care of his business and he takes care of his affairs in the dunya. But at the same time, he remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, because this is his concern and this is his goal. A person, even though he gets money in the dunya and he has a trade in the business and a family and the likes, He remembers that his purpose in life is to worship Allah and that he's held accountable. So this dunya and this money that he's earning and this job that he is gaining and this enjoyment that he is having is all in accordance to the legislation of Allah and what is pleasing to Allah. Remembering that this is not the goal, that this is the means, but the hereafter is the goal. The one who remembers like this and he takes care of even his worldly affairs like that, then he has barakah in himself by the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Likewise in those who come in contact with him. Those people who forgot about Allah Azza wa Jalla, then he says here, وَمَن كَانَ مَن خَالَ مِنْ هَذَا فَقَدْ خَالَ مِنَ الْبَرَكَةِ. Him first. He mentioned here again, important point, the first person. He doesn't remind the people of goodness. He doesn't remind the people of Allah. He doesn't encourage others to obey him, to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then this person, he does not have any barakah. Second thing he says, وَمُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ لِقَائِهِ وَاجْتِمَاعِ بِهِ. So not only did this person, he lost barakah, but even the gathering with him and meeting him, the barakah has been stripped from his gathering too. The person who he doesn't himself remind or others about Allah Azza wa Jal, he himself doesn't remind others to be obedient. He himself, he's not remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, then he has no blessing. He has no blessing. Ibn Qayyim, he's saying likewise, meeting with that type of person, the blessing is stripped from the meeting with him likewise. Not only does he not have blessing, but likewise meeting with him, there's no blessing in that either. There's no blessing in that either. And then he says, بَلْ تُمْحَكُ بَرَكَةُ مَنْ لَقِيَهُ وَاجْتَمَعَ بِهِ. But rather, not only does he not have blessing, and neither does gathering with him have blessing, but rather the one who meets with him likewise, the blessing will be stripped from his life as well. The blessing will be stripped from his life as well. This is indication to be cautious for the one for who one takes as a companion. Because if one is not careful, maybe he can have lots of blessing in his life. Maybe he can be upon khair. And if he meets the wrong person, that person could be a means for that blessing to be stripped from his life. Because that person could be from those who do not remind of the hereafter. They do not remind about the prayer. They do not remind about guarding the tongue. They do not remind, rather they are doing the opposite and they're calling to other than that. And the blessing of their life has been stripped from their life. And likewise, those who gather with them, if they're not cautious, they will lose their blessing as well. They will lose their blessing as well. He mentioned likewise, because of this, فَإِنَّهُ يَضِيءُ الْوَقْتَ فِي الْمُجَارَيَاتِ وَيُفْسِدُ الْقَلْبِ. He said this type of person, he wastes his time in the mujarayat. يعني جرى كذا وجرى كذا. This happened and that happened. Oh, yesterday this happened, or this happened in the street or in the market, or so and so did this, or did you hear what so and so's aunt did, or like this, back and forth talking qila wa qal. He said this is what that person, he wastes his time in. The one who his blessing is stripped from his life, the one who's not reminding of Allah, this is what he's reminding about, the affairs of the dunya. The one who is not encouraging to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, he is encouraging to delve into the affairs of the dunya. And this leads to sin. He said, and likewise it leads to the corruption of the heart. وَكُلُّ آفِتٍ تَدْخُلُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ فَسَّبَبُهَا ضِيَعَ الْوَقْتِ وَفَسَادِ الْقَلْبِ. The reason for every corruption in the life of a person is because he wastes his time and his heart becomes corrupt. So this is something that a believer, he'll be aware of. He will want to be like what this author is making dua for. And يَجَعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ. Not like those people who delve into the dunya and their main concern is the dunya, and all they know is the dunya. And all they know is the dunya. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. If it comes to the affairs of dunya, they know everything about it. The statistics, they can name the names of basketball players and football players and then when they were born and what size shoe they wear and their stats and how many points they made. But then if you ask them about Abu Bakr, they know nothing, radiallahu anhu. Like this, or if you ask them about shurut as-salat, they're not aware of that. They're not aware of that. But shurut in this bank or in that bank or the conditions of this business transaction is very versed in these affairs. So a person who is blessed is a person who is knowing Allah Azza wa Jal and calling to Him. Knowing Allah Azza wa Jal and calling to Him. Being upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the author, he said, أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم أن يتولاك في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يجعلك مباركا أينما كنت. And make you blessed wherever you may be. And make you blessed wherever you may be. And then he said, وأن يجعلك ممن إذا أعطي شكرا وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرَ وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَ فَإِنَّ هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَ عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَةِ. He continues making dua, رحمه الله تعالى, even after this great dua, for Allah to protect you and to take charge of your affairs in this life and to guide you and to direct you likewise in the hereafter and to make you blessed wherever you may be. Then he also continues making dua, رحمه الله تعالى. He says, and to make you from those, if he has given, he shows thanks. And if he is tried, he is patient. And if he sins, then he seeks forgiveness. For verily, these three affairs, they are the embodiment or the signs of success and the means for success. If we look again, there's another book Ibn Qayyim, he wrote, the great scholar, rahimahullah ta'ala. He began another book. He has another book called, many books, but he has another book called Al-Wabid al-Sayyid. Al-Wabid al-Sayyid. He began this book, he says here, he says, Allah al-mas'ul al-marju al-ijaba an yatawallaka fi al-dunya wal-akhirah wa an yusbiga alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina wa yaj'alaka min man idha an'ama Allahu alayhi shakara wa idha abtuliya sabara wa idha adhnaba istaghfara fa inna hadhihi al-umura al-thalathata unwanu al-sa'adati al-abd wa alamatu falahihi fi al-dunya aw fi dunyahu wa ukhrahu ولا ينفك عنها أبدا فإن العبد دائما يتقلب بين هذه الأطباق الثلاث. Likewise, we see that the Imam, he's following the ways of the Salaf. He's even here following the way of Ibn Qayyim and the way he introduced this book. Again, in another book, Ibn Qayyim, he said, Allah, He is the one that is hoped for and that we ask for Him to respond, and that He will take charge of your affairs in this life and the hereafter. The exact same dua, and يَتَوَلَّاكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and that He would bestow upon you His great blessings inwardly and outwardly, or outwardly and inwardly. وَأَنْ يَجْعَلَكَ مِمَّنْ إِذَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شَكَرًا, and to make you from those, if Allah bestowed a blessing on him, then he shows thanks. This is the same exact thing almost that the Imam, he mentioned here. مِمَّنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرَ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرَ. So this introduction here is coming from the works of Ibn Qayyim, from that great scholar who preceded him. So he is on the footstep of the Salaf al-Salih. He said likewise, Ibn Qayyim, he said, وَإِذَا أُبْتُلِيَ صَبَرَ, and if he was tried, then he shows, and then he's patient. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَ, and if he sinned, then he would seek forgiveness. Ibn Qayyim, he clarified that verily these three affairs, they are unwan sa'adat al-abd, that they are the embodiment of the happiness of the servant, wa alamatu falahi, and the sign that he is successful in his life and in his hereafter. He mentioned here a great point, wa la yanthaku al-abdu anha abadan, that the servant, he will never be away from these three affairs. And this is the reality. And in this supplication here, Ibn Qayyim, he has summarized. He has summarized the affair of a human, of a person, an individual, a slave, a servant in this life. Either he is going through a blessing, he is experiencing blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla, goodness, ni'mah, coming from Allah in his health and his wealth and his deen and his family and his security and his safety and his money and his household and his masjid and his street and his market. He's either receiving blessing and increase in good from Allah Azza wa Jalla, or he is being tried with a calamity. This is the life of an individual. One or the other. He's either enjoying some blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal, or he's experiencing a calamity. Or he is falling short with regards to dealing with these blessings or this calamity. So he's seeking forgiveness. And this is the summarization of the life of a human being. He's either at the time experiencing the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, or he is being tried with the calamity, tested by Allah Azza wa Jalla with the calamity, or he is falling short in his obligations and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that the servant, he's going back and forth from these three affairs, and he does not ever escape from these three stages in his life. And this is the way of the believer, the way of a person, even a disbeliever in this life. He's either experiencing blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's being tried. As for the one who is successful, and he has happiness in this life and the hereafter, then whenever he's being tried, he's patient. And whenever he's being shown blessings, he's given blessings, he is thankful. And whenever he falls short, he's seeking forgiveness. he's seeking forgiveness. So this is the way. A believer is always like this. The one who is successful and the one who is happy in this life and in the hereafter. The one who is steadfast upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is his case. He's either thankful, he's showing thanks, or he is being patient with the calamities and the hardships of life, or he's seeking forgiveness. He's going back and forth through these stages in his life. This is the summarization of a person, of a believer, until he dies and he leaves this dunya. This is the way of the successful. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise, he mentioned about this. Rather, he was amazed about this. And he, in a narration that is authentic, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that how amazing is the affair of the believer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, how amazing is the affair of the believer. How amazing is the affair of al-mu'min, the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ, verily the affair of the believer, all of it is good. Verily the affair of the believer, all of it is good. He said, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ, and this is not for anyone except for the believer. How amazing is the affair of the believer. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yatahajjab, he's finding amazement. And he said, his whole affair, everything about the believer is good. And this is not for anyone except for a believer. No one is always in a state of goodness except a believer. And we've seen previously that the Imam, he mentioned the state of the individual. Either he is enjoying a blessing, or he's being tried with a calamity or a trial, or he's seeking forgiveness for his sins and shortcomings. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, عَجَبَ لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, the affair of the mu'min, all of his affairs are good. No matter what he is going through, everything that he is involved in is good. And this is for no one except for a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّى شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, that if some good befalls him, then he shows thanks. And so it was good for him. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ دَرَّى صَبَرًا فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, and if a calamity or a hardship befalls him, then he is patient. And so it was good for him, and it was better for him. So this is the way of a believer, that if goodness befalls him, goodness in his deen, first and foremost, the best of all good, guidance to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, to the correct creed and belief, and guidance to perform and act in the best manner, and to worship Allah according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to follow the correct methodology. If he has a ni'mah like this, then he must show thanks. Shakar. In asabatu sarra. Now some good times of ease and times of goodness, what does he do? Shakar. He shows thanks. He shows appreciation. He shows thanks. He shows appreciation. He's thankful for that blessing, the blessing of Islam. He's thankful for the blessing of the Sunnah. He's thankful for the blessing of Tawheed. Naam, likewise, if he is given a blessing in the dunya, from his health, or from his wealth, or in his family, or in his children, or he's safe, he has security, he's not afraid in his body, or in his health, and or in his family, and the likes like this, whether he's peaceful in his affairs, alhamdulillah, he shows thanks. But we have to understand, barakallahu fikum jami'an, that showing thanks, it requires for a person to show thanks with his tongue, to say alhamdulillah, but also to show thanks with the heart. To show thanks with the heart. How does a person show thanks with the heart? By confessing this blessing is from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and admitting and knowing that it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by not ascribing that blessing to other than Allah from the creation, but rather this is a blessing from Allah, and confessing that, and loving Him for that, and loving Him for that, and loving Him for that. Subhan, that's what is alhamdulillah. Alhamd is al-madh wa ta'zim wal mahabba. It has praise and thana, but it's a type of praise with magnification and love. Magnification and love. So we say alhamdulillah, we have all that we have, the good is from Allah Azza wa Jal, confessing that it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then likewise the shukr, it will also be on the body parts. How would that be? How would that be? The eye, is the eyes a blessing? Are the eyes a blessing? Yes. A great blessing, right? Somebody who doesn't have eyes, then he has to have other people do lots of things for him. Lots of things for him, akramakum Allah. Many things. If he didn't have his eyesight, there are many things that he would not be able to do alone. Or if he was able to finally do them alone, it would be with difficulty, with great difficulty. But many things he would not be able to do alone. A great blessing from the blessing of the eyesight. Who provides that blessing? If somebody's eyes go out, can we buy some more eyesight? The eyes go bad, can we buy some more eyes? It doesn't work like that. This is a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. So then how do we show Allah a thanks and appreciation for that blessing? The blessing of the eyesight. By looking at the haram game, the haram YouTube, that's haram. There's a lot of things on the websites that's haram. By looking at the haram magazine, by looking at that which Allah has made impermissible, by looking on the street at everything without having any restraints, is that showing thanks? Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said to say to the believers, and yughiddu min absarihim. And He said to the believing women likewise, to lower their gaze. Allah commanded the believing men and the believing women to lower their gaze. So there are things that it's permissible for a believer to use his eyes for, and there are things that's not permissible for him. So the believer who shows thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla for that blessing, then that means that he uses that blessing in the manner that's pleasing to Allah. He uses that blessing in a manner that's pleasing to Allah, and he refrains from using it in a manner that's not pleasing to Allah. This is the way that a believer, he shows thanks. إِذَا أَصَابَتُ سَرَّ شَكَرْ. And we have much good and blessings and times of ease in our hands, in our feet, in our eyes, in our ears likewise. The blessing of the ear. The blessing of the ear and the hearing. Where is this from? This is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So how do we show thanks? By listening to music that is haram. By listening to this foul language and speech. La. By using it to listen to what is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the way that a believer shows thanks. SubhanakAllahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.